Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have all of you with us. We want to welcome those of you who are listening via Blog Talk Radio, and you're already getting in the queue for us to get you on the air for your reading. The sooner you do this, the better, because the line tends to get so long that we can only take so many when the time is up. Also, Facebookers, love having you with us. You are watching us streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. When we have a lull in calls, and Jimbo will explain it. He will explain this. We will turn to you for your questions. You will either be able to call in using Portal Messenger, or you'll be able to type in.
Clarify all that.
Yeah, Jim will take you through all that. So I just want to make sure everybody's aware that I'm using ordinary playing cards. I'm holding them up for our Facebook audience. So not to be confused with tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other card reading systems that are out there. Not to say there's anything wrong with them, but we are focusing completely on personal prophecy during the show. So also bear in mind that I will use here in front of our Facebookers, I will use a 24-card layout. So you will have the benefit of me being able to get a nice overview of your life at this particular moment in the present and to be able to answer one to possibly two of your questions. So you'll need to give me a moment when you first get on the show with me so I can do this and arrange the cards. This is the same arrangement I would use in a private session with you. So with that said, I am now going to turn to my esteemed co-host, riding shotgun as always, Mr. Jimbo Beggins.
Hey, everybody. This show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we'd like everybody to have a good time, though, but we have to say these things first.
Yes.
Get that out of the way. Also, we want to let everybody know before we get into the specifics here, if you're international, a caller, or international Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we'll give you an international live shout-out, like we're going to Cho from the
Cho.
UK. All right, and he's the first, but he won't be the last, likely, tonight.
Yes.
All right, down to the basics, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, I tested it. You'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And indeed you can. And if you hear nothing, something went wrong, hang up, dial again. Anytime there's any kind of a glitch you think, just hang up and dial again. That's your best thing to do. It's almost like a reboot. Okay, well, anyway, while you're on hold, we are going to take you live eventually, and you'll be well aware of it. And when we do take you live, we ask you that you please do some of these things, because that didn't happen last night. Some of these things, if you can. All right, please get off the speakerphone and get off the Bluetooth. Remember, I said legally and safely if you can. Definitely background noises. Background noises, big time, shut them down. And multitasking. So if you are pacing the floor or chasing kids or flipping dishes because out of your sink because they're piled up, you got to shut that down during the reading. You can go back to when the reading's over. It's cool. All right? And perfect scenario. Find a nice quiet place in your room, sit down, relax, and make sure that you just have the best cell phone reception you can, and it's quiet. And then, and the reason is because yours goes through the cell phone world, your call, and it goes to, you dial in into Blog Talk, and it comes to our computer, and then finally it comes on our speakers. And all during all those different transfers and whatnot, there's a quality loss. And then when it comes out our speakers, whatever noises, background noises there are, goes to this microphone for the Facebook folks, goes out to the Blog Talk world. So it can make the call be maddening or pretty just hard to communicate. We can't understand the things you're saying and names and stuff. So please do all those things if you can. And to our Facebook folks who, and other folks that could be listening on Blog Talk, but just don't have a cell phone, you can, when we give the opportunity, do a video or audio chat on Facebook Messenger. And it doesn't matter what kind of device you have. We are using a portal. You'll be coming out on our portal. But you can use your message on your phone, your computer, tablet, whatever the hell you want to use. They platforms don't matter. So, but that's a couple stipulations. One, only when we tell you, because there is no queue system with a holding hole, whatnot. If you call, we're not ready, we got to hang up. And it has to be to Deverly, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you have to be friends with Deverly in order to messenger Deverly. So that's the name of that tune. That is the sound of the angels playing harps, is what we'll put it this way. It's basically harps. We like to call angels playing harps because that sound signifies that your free reading with Deborah has been completed. So it doesn't mean, oh, harps, I must ask two more questions before the road. No. You're supposed to ask those up front or no later than the middle to throw another one out in the middle of the reading. But we have to move on. We never can finish these folks, so the faster we can pick this up,
the more people we get to.
Yeah, and I'll give you a angel card tonight. It is the healing angel card.
I like those. Yeah.
So we'll be doing that tonight. We like to rotate the angel card crops. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. I think we've covered all the shizzle that there is to cover, and let me see where we're going first. We are going not to where I thought we were going, because that number is not online anymore.
Okay.
So let's move on. Sorry, folks.
I wonder if you get a phone call if it knocks you off the waiting.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
They just, you know, cell phones drop. They notoriously drop. We're going to go up to the land of Mary, area code 301. You are live. First caller.
Well, hello there, Marilyn. What is your first name, please?
Hello there. This is Diane.
I am.
Okay, cool.
Are you new to the show?
No, I've listened to you two before.
Okay.
Have you called in before?
Yes, this is my second time calling in. I called in a while ago.
Welcome back.
That's why we don't remember. Or my brain's
thank
my
you.
Memory.
Welcome
back.
Thank you. Tell us, Diane, a little bit about what you're going through and
bitty.
What your question would be.
Little bitty.
And you can
I
have
two. In...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
yes.
I just started a new job 1 month ago. There are some things I like about it, but a lot of things I don't like about it. Mainly it's the pay. But I like some guidance. Is this somewhere you see me staying and making a career, or am I getting something else?
Ooh, good question.
That is a very good question. Very good question.
Very good.
And very important.
It really is.
Yes.
Yep.
The insight about the future. And whether you can control it or it will control you, this is a very it's a very important question. So give me one moment while I lay out these cards, and Jim will chat with you.
So it sounds like you are truly undecided about the employment situation. And it sounds like I didn't hear you talk about another job. So you haven't really been looking around at all?
I have been looking around, but nothing else has come through.
There you go. That answers the question.
Yeah. So it's the spirit want me to stay here or just what to do?
That does make you wonder if that is a sign.
And I've got to tell you, you are not alone. I have so many that I give readings to that for some reason are having a heck of a time trying to elevate themselves in terms of a better, opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's mankind. Always want to improve upon their current situation.
Absolutely. And the work environment, too. I don't necessarily like it. I feel like it's a high-stress environment, and that's not what I had in mind for my next position. So So that's why I kind of called in to get some guidance.
Well, I think it was a good thing that you did.
Oh.
Now, there's a designation in the whole layout that I love. It's called Sure to Come True.
Sure to Come True.
And, and it's the last designation of them all. So I love this one because I have found through my years and years of experience, generally it's going to be something very positive in this designation.
Okay.
In the event that it isn't, it's still worthwhile insight for you because this particular method allows us to change the future literally before we even get there, where nothing in the cards is ever really written in like stone. But this one designation, I can't even recall a single instance where what was there didn't come to pass. So that's a pretty long, that's a pretty long introduction for you, where I'm going to tell you absolutely a better job, better paying, better atmosphere, better vibe, all of that is on the way to you. So
okay.
I suggest you don't feel like you are, you know, pounding that virtual payment, you know, pavement, but don't get discouraged because this may be a job that finds you. What I mean by that is people will turn on their, say their computers or their tablets, and suddenly there's like an ad in front of them, or they will find it in their email, and they're very excited because it found them. So there's no doubt that you will have a wonderful new opportunity. Now, it's not like you are having to run out and catch a train or you're going to miss an airplane. You won't. It's going to come in its best way in time. So stick with what you've got, but keep the search active in your mind at least. Yes. And just remember, it's going to be short-lived there. Very short-lived.
Okay, that's actually a relief, actually, because I didn't really like it there, but I didn't want to be ungrateful for what I have or for where I'm starting.
Yes.
And here's a cool thing you could do. Be grateful you have this opportunity, but so that you will have the better opportunity coming to you. And it is.
Okay.
This is going to be a step up for you. And, I think you're going to love it. I really, really do. So I have a very good feeling about this for you, Diane. And,
thank you.
I really do. So now that you've had this reading, your personal vibration, and this goes out to everybody when you get a reading, your personal vibration has been elevated. It's raised. This is a perfect time to be doing some law of attraction, manifesting what you want, you know, what you envision for your future. And you watch and see. You watch and see.
Okay.
Dreams do come true. I'm living mine. And I look back and I think, how in the world did all of this come together? But it did. And that's right. And if I can do this, you can do this. So good luck to you. But I think the stars and planets are going to all align for you. And it's going to be
wonderful.
Thank
you so much for that. Okay.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, don't go. Jim's got something for you.
Yes, before you depart.
Jim's got an angel card for me.
I do. A healing angel card, too. Now, healing is relative. This subject is miracle. Our wings of light surround you and those you love. This current situation is governed by a higher power. The forces of love are at work. All will turn out well.
Very good. Love it.
Okay. I like that ending, so thank you both.
Diane, don't be a stranger now. You can come and get readings whenever you'd like. All right?
Thank you so much. I'll definitely call again.
You can call every single show. We have plenty of folks that do.
Yes.
Okay,
you want.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Of course I want to. I love talking to you guys.
We love it too.
Long time. All right.
Until next time then. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care.
Until we meet again.
Yes.
All righty then. All right, folks, just got a couple of new folks coming in here. I put in the information. It's a call-in show primarily, 515-602-9676. People are like, what is this? because you come in here and you hear somebody getting a reading and they don't see you typing. This is a, we're doing a Facebook Live broadcast on a radio show. But we will turn to you folks. We open up the floor occasionally, you messenger folks, to messenger us. But we'll explain it when the time comes. But you can't just do it anytime. Because
right.
But Facebook Messenger doesn't have a freehold queue system and crap. So, but anyway, it's primary. If you're local, if you're domestic, pick up the phone and call in. It's literally you just call and then you stay on hold and there's nobody going to take your name. Nobody's going to take some credit card bullshit. You literally call, you hear a message, say, hey, welcome. You get to listen to the show while you wait. That's it. Nobody's recording any info whatsoever.
And your phone number disappears when you hang up.
Yeah. So that's the deal. So I got to put that information in again because we're getting some folks in here that are. All right.
Those of you who are holding on, waiting for our Arizona correspondent, she'll be on shortly.
Right.
Yeah, I think though I would really like to take 775 first. Okay.
I think I'm going to quit.
She didn't get on the other night, and I know who this is.
I'm just here for looks. I don't have any say.
Yeah,
I have nothing. I have no authority. I can't do a damn thing. I play little sounds. Nobody cares about the harp.
Oh, we love your harp.
You can harp this. All right. Well, you're going to wait now since you pulled that crap. Shifted gears on me. Knocked me off my game. And actually, we talked to her yesterday, but we can do it again. It's Wendy. We talked to Wendy yesterday. But welcome back, Wendy.
Hello there, Miss Wendy.
Hello, Miss Deborah and Jim. Nice to speak with you.
Yes, you too. So, how are things going?
Well, the reason why I'm calling is, remember that I brought up that first caregiver agency and it was a complete fiasco and the bank did a stop check. And I had asked them to do a dispute instead because I didn't want to sneak in the back door and grab my money back. I wanted to give them the opportunity to talk to, have Bank of America reach out to them. But anyway, you'll be proud of me, Deborah, because I'm getting stronger because of you. I called my bank, and I wanted to talk to them about that. And I said, the stop payment was done without my knowledge and consent. I wanted to be ethical and above board and have by doing a dispute instead so that your bank would reach out to the company. And I asked to speak to a supervisor and I kept to my guns and I finally got a supervisor by the name of Lucero. I felt like we had a great rapport. She was really nice and she assured me that she was going to call me back today. She wanted to see what other options might be available. She was going to call me back within 20 minutes. Well, 4 hours went by, no call. And I thought, you know, I don't like this. So I called back and I spoke to a young lady. And she said she couldn't see the call. And she said because it was a transfer to a supervisor, she wasn't able to figure out which person that was, but Samantha was wonderful because she just started reaching out to all the supervisors by the name of Lucero and she found her. And so the supervisors messaged her back and said, well, just tell Wendy, it depends on the, provisions and, et cetera. And I didn't say anything to Samantha. I said, well, there is a commitment for a callback. I want that. And so hopefully this woman will call me back on Monday. And now there are notes in the system to identify the supervisor. It has her work email in there. And actually, there was very clear expectations when I spoke to this company. Regarding an itemized receipt because my insurance company will not honor it as, unless there is. So anyway, I don't know if Lucero's really going to be instrumental in helping me, but maybe I got something from that long-term care company. I don't know what that is, but I called Bureau, and they said that it is possible that this company could put a black mark on my credit. I've got around $700 credit score right now, which I've worked hard for, and I don't want it destroyed. So what do you think is going to happen?
I'm not going to even make a judgment call of my own. I'm going to look at your card.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing for that either because there's a lot of stuff going on there. And we let the card speak besides – no, he likes me anyway.
Okay.
It must be International Kitty Gym
Day. Oh, what is today? What is today?
It's Cancer Day. World
well,
cancer.
No, not yet. Don't say it like that.
Why?
That's Cancer Day. We're all getting cancer. No. I believe they probably call it cancer awareness and stuff like that. Oh, no, they do call it World Cancer Day. That's kind of,
Well, there you go.
I think they should have said World Cancer Awareness Day.
Let's get a hold of them and tell them.
Well, who's them, first of all?
Whoever
I don't know who
makes
all these days, though, because it's also National Thank a Mailman Day, National Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Oh, let's hear some other great ones while these cards are going
breakfast.
Down. I make these up not. International Pisco Sour Day, whatever the hell that is.
Pisco?
And it's not spelled P-I-S-S. It's P-I-S-C-O. And it's some kind of
drink.
Nice cocktail, apparently. Yeah, hence the word sour. Something was sour. It looks like it's garnished with a lime wedge.
Okay. I'm Wendy. I'm laying your cards out.
Thank you.
Okay, first, let me ask you a question. What is the outcome that you really want from this? Because apparently it's more than just getting your money back?
No, I want peace and harmony. I want to wish that company well, and I just want to move on without any fear that this company is going to call the credit bureau and put a black mark against me. And that's it. So I had asked to speak to the franchise owner. His first name is Vince. And my Isha flatly refused. Well, we know why, because I would communicate the truth about what happened. Will this company ever put a black mark on my record? Because I tried to, I want to speak to the franchise owner, blah, 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 and she refused. So I just, you know what, right now they haven't received a dime because the bank did a stop pay, but I wanted it to be handled as a dispute because I wanted that company to have their side of say in this, which would have been probably horrible. But
I
don't want to owe them any money, and I don't want any black marks on my credit. That's what I want.
I think you're going to get an apology. However, I want to add here that if it turns out that things just don't seem to go well, your cards are indicating, go to a higher source, which would be the Better Business Bureau. They will investigate on your behalf, and they will satisfy this dispute for your behalf.
Or you let them know you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, they don't want that.
No, people,
because
people like that BBB little thing everyone they can put on their business website.
Especially if they have really
and you know
brilliant.
What? Thank you for educating me on that. That sounds brilliant. But, you know, and I'm speaking honestly and 100% truthfully, but we can't guarantee that they'll believe me. I mean, the proof is in the recordings. And, you know, recordings can be mysteriously erased on their side.
Well, just remember this. They likely wanted this contract. The thing is, the woman that came fumbled that ball. Big time. Remember, she was late. She didn't have a good rapport for you. And she might have been neglectful and indifferent to your needs. So I think jumping out of this as quickly as you did was your right. You know, it isn't like you dragged this on for 3, 4, 5 months and then just decided, well, you know, I just don't want to have her anymore. You did the right thing. You know, consumer laws are going to be on your side, Wendy.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? my bank, here's a hint. We live in the United States of America. So I think you know which bank I've got, very major bank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
gotcha.
I have an impeccable 25-year relationship with them, and I asked them point blank, do I have a history of doing stop payments? And they said, never. This is the first one.
Well, you have that right, right, Jim? I mean, nobody's going to force you to stick with a contract that makes you unhappy. And you want it,
right.
So, you know, you only had her one time and you do. Yeah.
And that company messed up big time, which the owner and franchise owner would be very interested in knowing about, because apparently they were supposed to send me a contract and have me sign it, and they didn't. And, ooh, I bet the franchise owner would like to know about that. So it's really not about me getting anybody in trouble. I want peace. I don't want to owe them a penny. I don't think I should, because when they didn't give me that itemized receipt that I had specified, I need their state ID number. I need what service
yeah.
was rendered on their company receipt. Then the small service rendered became of no value to me, because I could have done what I've been doing, which is taking a sponge bath at the vanity sink in my bathroom. It's not safe, but I could have done that. And so that's the premise that I'm going on. That
yes, you're doing everything right. Have you ever heard of a practice called mystery shopping? It's something my husband and I used to do at quite length in the past, little part-time job we had, where we would go into various business or sign up for everything from, say, a wedding gown to staying in a hotel, putting money down on our account. And what we would do is fill out surveys and questionnaires. We would review the service, the time it took, the demeanor of the individual. And we would get not only our money sent back, given back to us, but we would receive a fee. And it was a very lucrative job. So in effect, what you've done here is you've been a mystery shopper. You have found that their service can be substandard, and you know what, the owner or the franchisor of the franchisee could very well be glad to get this feedback from you and be able to tighten things up. So I think that it's you are being a consumer advocate, and I think that's very,
you know what, you are so smart. I agree with you. And I could call the corporate office and ask to speak to, I won't say his last name, but his first name is Vince. And mm-hmm. the first thing they're going to do is ask me my name, and they're going to see in the computer, God knows what my Isha put in the computer. So I doubt that I'll ever speak to him. And I feel, I'm concerned for him, because he's probably blissfully unaware of, and if there was even a hint of this psychological elder abuse, oh, he wouldn't like that.
Well, this might be a little bit of a calling for you, Wendy, where you're able, with your history, your work experience, and your own savvy, you're able to identify the discrepancies that are out there relating to elder abuse and blah, you know what I mean, where your voice can be, you could be like Ralph Nader, remember? People either loved him or they hated him. So,
yeah. I've got
good.
He was like the first ever consumer.
I've got 25 years in a HIPAA environment. So ultimately, am I going to prevail? Is this company going to leave me alone? Are they going to harass me?
No, what's
going to happen?
But you have the ultimate card to play, the ace up your sleeve. Go online if necessary, and you report them to the Better Business Bureau. You can also get a hold of, every state has a attorney general. You may seem like you're at the bottom of the chain of command, but let me tell you, you can climb up that sucker.
Speak softly and carry a
big
stick.
Absolutely.
So you want to be a nice person and cool, but you let them know, I'm ready to go to war.
Yep.
If you guys can't work, I'm trying to work nice. I try to be peaceful and work nice, But if I have to, yes. I shall attack.
And then you put your war face on.
Blah.
Because just think of all the people that you're protecting by speaking out. And Wendy, I love talking to you, but oh my gosh, I've got to go. There's a lot of people waiting, but we have a healing card for you.
Alrighty, here we go. First of all, the subject is Blue Angel. This is the healing angel card. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this, whenever you feel fearful, I love you. All is well.
I think that's great.
What a beautiful card. Thank you both.
Take care, Wendy. We love you. We love talking to you.
I love you all, too.
All right. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All righty. I also would like to throw in there, but I don't want to alarm anybody and keep that call going. Worst frickin' case scenario is they toss her a bad thing on a credit report. You can dispute every single damn thing on your credit report.
Oh, you certainly can.
And the second you dispute it, it's actually off, right? I mean, almost that day it's off during the dispute.
Mm-hmm.
So they default to you. They default to you at first. So
plus, it's a good way to raise your, let's say you want to go buy a car and you don't have, your credit isn't what it should be. You can dispute things on there like he's saying, and it will elevate your credit rating.
Yes.
Long enough to buy a car.
If you don't, or cars is one thing, interest rate, houses and stuff. If you're on the, right on the verge, you can say, you know what? It's a process. You can go through. You can dispute them, and they are going to show up like in dispute or just not even show up, and it will not count to the people that are trying to give you a loan for a house or something.
One thing we found is that realtors,
not going to do it.
The banks, not the realtor, the finance people. They're like magicians now.
Well, and they,
they help you straight.
The guy you talk to, his job is to give out loans. His job is not to disqualify people. Obviously, they don't want him to take on risk, but the underwriters cover his ass anyway. Even if he thinks you're good, when it goes to the underwriters, they get fussy and kick things back up to that guy. So, what a process that frickin' was. All right. I have about 450,000 international shout-outs.
All right, let's get them going.
And if I miss it, let me know, okay? Because I'm going to back it up. I know we got Suzanne.
Suzanne
is in the UK.
Good to have you.
And I'm gonna scroll through and see else. I know we got Jeanette and Laura.
Jeanette and Laura
have showed up. Virgil has showed up from
the
UK. And if I missed anybody, Luna has showed up. Not international, but a long time.
And we had Cho.
We already did that.
Well, others that have come. You know.
We don't know. Don't set a precedence. We're not doing back. Shout outs because somebody wasn't here. Negative ghostwriter on that.
Oh, but if we love them, we do. This is feel sorry for Jim Day.
Laura, we'll deal with that about the YouTube thing. Laura will put that out to the world.
What a fantastic idea that you gave me.
You said, what do I put in the search on YouTube to find video on how to read your cards?
It's not there. It's not there. I had hired.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I had hired somebody
some
years ago. She dropped the ball, and I just left it there.
Did you actually do a video?
We were doing videos on various.
So you have a video, you say?
No, not of it. We were working toward that. She was establishing.
Okay, so by my mind, there is no such thing right this second.
But there's going to be.
That is in the works.
Thank you.
That's coincidental because you mentioned those exact two things today.
I know.
YouTube and video.
And another thing, I've had a revelation. I want to share this before we move on. I don't know how many of you will often have a recurring dream. I mean, it's just not every night, but it'll come up over and over again. I actually had this dream analyzed by an expert. I worked with one of my colleagues at my office. She looked at it for me. The dream is I might be in Florida. I might be in California. I might be here in Virginia Beach. I'm boarding a plane. Okay. I'm going somewhere and I'm excited and it's going to be something tropical and beautiful or it's going to be historic and wonderful. And what happens is that plane starts to you know, it leaves the runway, it starts climbing to its cruising altitude, and it starts to crash. And I'm on the plane. And I'll tell you, these crashes are not fun.
Joe says, and I don't know what you said for him to ask Debs, was it a hitman that you hired? What did you say 20, 30 seconds or even longer ago about hiring?
A girl. It was a girl I hired.
To do what?
To work on the YouTubes. I mean, the videos.
How did we go to the
He's going to have to explain. Anyway,
you probably started talking about it. You probably just did your ADD thing and shifted gears, started talking about something else that had nothing to do with that. It's tough, dude. It's tough.
I have ADD.
It's horrible. It's tough.
Any of you have seen that?
All of a sudden, you could be. She could be talking about, I like that bread. It's pretty good. Then all of a sudden she goes, I can't believe cops beat people. And you're like, what the hell are you freaking talking about?
You know, you did take me off course here. I was really to the crux of this whole dream thing.
Oh, you know.
You know, Jim, sometimes you really.
Payback is a bitch. Did you see her when she did that today? Or the other day, every time I give my speech, she jumps in. Hey! Payback's a bitch.
Yeah. So sleep with one eye open tonight.
Sleep with one eye open. Metallica. Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
Anyway, this was the first time that the plane did not crash. It just kept going. And then I fell asleep on the plane, and which I've never done. And the next thing I knew, we were landing, and we were back in my hometown. And I said, I can't believe how short this flight was. Should have been quite a bit longer. But my grandmother was at her house, which has been demolished long ago. I was able to go spend time with the grandma who taught me this method. And the plane didn't crash. The colleague told me, I have a serious procrastination issue with success, that I fear success. And so the plane crashes because I don't have enough faith in myself that I will reach my destination. So if any of you have a recurring dream, analyze it as best you can. Don't get yourself all, you know, tied up in knots.
Yeah, don't.
But look and see, what might that be? Why I keep dreaming of the same thing over and over. And you might go, oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah.
Sometimes I just continuously dream about swimming with bully good women.
You are so crass.
Hey, remember that was
yeah, Jaws.
Quigley, here's to swim with bully good women, a big sea dog that he was before they had a drink. And that's because I'm trying to kick us to the show.
Yeah, you just kind of totally torched my teaching moment. So thank you.
It didn't even sound like a teaching moment. It sounded like you were talking about dreams.
Yes, to teach them that there can be an actual hidden purpose to them.
There could be. And then sometimes you got to admit, every dream doesn't have a hidden purpose, right?
The symbolism can be so complex, you don't get it. You just can't comprehend it, you know.
Someday I'm going to write down all my dreams, and I'm going to make you tell me what the hell they mean on the spot without analyzing. Because I can tell you what, ain't no goddamn symbolism in some of them.
I'm not a dream expert.
I'm just saying. So I think sometimes, remember, the brain is doing all sorts of crazy, it's like a computer, like defragging a hard drive almost when you're asleep. It's busy. You're asleep, but it's busy doing shit.
Now, let me ask you.
And a bunch of things are firing off, and I think sometimes they just pop in your brain and your dreams.
The time that you were sleeping with that woman.
What woman? that one woman at this. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Was it a dream or was it real when she said, oh, my God, my husband.
Well, that was 100% a dream.
Was it?
Yeah, there was nobody coming home.
But didn't you jump up and get in your clothes?
I jumped up and started to it. And so she goes, oh, I was just having a dream. And I said, well, I'm going to continue to get on my clothes. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to leave, and I'm never going to speak with you again.
And her husband was in the Navy, was he not?
Yeah, he was. So was
deployed?
I think I was out then. I was out then. I'd just gotten out not too long ago. Yeah.
And
well, the deployed wives. I mean, that's what you do around here. This big town like this. Back when, you know, that's horrible. It's not even an image of what it used to be. There was nightclubs all over the place.
And whorehouses.
Well, we're not going back to the 50s and 60s. I'm talking about like in the 80s and 90s. tons of nightclubs. And you
debauchery
know what?
Debauchery everywhere.
If you heard a big battle group was leaving and you're a single guy, so probably the next two nights we should be going out to the clubs because all the deployed wives will be out. They'll take their little rings off. Some of them don't give a shit. Leave them on.
And those wives would actually put a duffel bag in their trunk with their mini skirt, their high heel pumps, their makeup. They drive their little husbands to the pier. And I have had friends that have done this. They kiss them goodbye and say, bye, darling, I'm going to miss you. And then they go in the
Oh, my fucking God.
Then they get ready. We better get Lisa on here. Lisa.
Yeah, and then I'll try, while we're talking, I'll try to catch up on this list.
Yes. Remember, folks, when you come late, it's going to be...
You are rolling the dice.
Yeah, you are.
You are rolling the dice. The ones that are guaranteed are the ones that get on...
Early.
Pretty much... Depending on the day, if you can, if you get on, we have folks a lot. As soon as the window opens on Blog Talk Radio at 15 minutes prior to the show, and we have plenty of folks that get on before that, and then quarter after. So I don't want to discourage anybody from calling. Just want to let you know, if we're already 30 minutes into the show, we can't guarantee. We don't know. Sometimes it's wide open.
I gave
and we
us
get
90
in.
Minutes. So.
Sometimes it was. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. We just cannot guarantee. All I know, this list is blowing the F up.
And right now, Lisa is a regular feature that we have.
And she is here.
Yes, she
live.
Is.
Live she is.
Lisa.
Live she is. I'm Kermit. I'm back with Yoda.
She is our Arizona, what do you call her?
She's our Arizona West Coast correspondent.
That's right.
Well, at least West
Coast. Oh, God.
She's not
oh,
on the
God.
Coast.
You're not gonna
this. What?
You're not gonna we're here together. We're working on a project. We've been together for most of the day. Does this guy like me? Sometimes I don't know, you know?
Mm.
He might have a difficult personality. But
a what?
He calls me baby. He's just difficult personality. He
difficult.
Does call me baby. But
baby?
You know.
Baby.
Oh.
And
I thought maybe this was a reference.
I told
to
him. I didn't want to leave you guys hanging, so I said, I'm listening to a radio show. It's my favorite. He said, oh, what's that? And I said, you're talking about UFOs. He said, oh, I got to listen to it, too. So I said, I'm going to sit in the car for 2 seconds, scream at me. And he has been. Not really screaming, but I bought something for myself, and he's helping me clean and get it into the laundry room. It's a artist tool that I like to use, and... So, Deb, what do the cards say? Does this guy like me or no?
God.
Am I just a neighbor to him?
What tool did you get? What tool were you given?
I knew you were going to ask him, Bo. A pottery wheel. I'm a potter.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. So, you said when you said an artist tool, I was like, what? Okay, I got you. Roger
Shades
that.
Of the movie Ghost. He needs to sit down. Yeah, have you ever seen that movie? Demi Moore and Swayze.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to teach him how to use pottery. But does,
yes,
the
you are.
Do the cards say that he thinks of me romantically, or am I just his neighbor?
Hmm. You know what? I like the definitiveness of that. No more tap dancing, I should say, around, pussyfooting around the real question.
Yeah.
Is it this or is it that?
Is I'm it? Yeah, yeah.
All right, real
crazy
quick.
Who we got now?
No, not real quick. I just want to say the UK folks are giving her highs.
Oh, Lisa, they love you.
Yeah, they actually said that. Yeah, hey, the UK folks saying, yeah, they love you. Cheryl.
Yes, he's going to call me.
Shout out to Cheryl in the UK.
Cheryl. Yeah, you got to. You have got Team Lisa behind you.
You international folks. Explain the deal with the international card reading thing and messaging.
He's going to call me any second to start helping him. I got a little bit of a reprieve to talk to you, but he's going to start yelling for me a bit any second.
Well, you know what?
What do you mean yelling? Why would he yell for you?
He can cool.
No, he doesn't yell.
Heel.
That's just who he is. He's a rough and tough guy.
Yell for me. I'll start giving him your number one signs. We'll start yelling
no,
at me.
No, he doesn't. No, to get my attention, because I'm supposed to be helping with this project.
Okay. I remember. Cho in the UK says if you wrote a book, he would definitely buy it.
Oh, geez. It would be an awesome book.
Deb, do the cards say that Cupid is working its magic on him? Does he like
it? I got to tell you, yes, it is. And here's the thing now. He's having flashbacks to that relationship he had with the woman before. And he wants it to be different. Okay? We don't know if Cupid was gay or not.
What woman?
The woman he had a full-blown relationship with.
How many thousands of years ago was that?
Lisa, did he tell you when?
He was, let me see. How many decades ago was that?
There you go. Bingo, blanket. Back to this.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Well, I'm telling you what I see here, that he is changing in terms of his, affiliation. I have never honestly believed he was gay. He fell back. It was a fallback position for him. And maybe a kinkiness. You know, I've told you, I've spoken with a lot of men over the years. Many of them can.
Oh, you know what, Deb?
What?
Deb, I think he's going to signal to me. He is. I'm going to have to go over there to help him. He's dragging the pottery wheel, and we're trying not to scratch our floors. And I'm sorry. So I'll listen, but I can't.
No.
I can't.
She's got to go on mute.
Okay.
She's got to go on mute. Roger that. I'll put you on mute. That's cool. And the reading shall continue in your. She won't be absent. She just can't speak.
Wow.
So we can say whatever we want. She can't say anything back.
No.
No, just kidding.
Wow. But I understand that feeling when a relationship is on its way to developing into something. You don't want to, you know, cause any kind of disruption in that fusion. You know what I mean?
I understand the concept.
Yeah.
This is like the longest fusion I've ever known to mankind. Just throwing that out there. I don't have cards. I'm just saying this fusion and this thing is coming. Yeah, that sounds like the IRS saying your check is coming. Yeah. It's going to be there any day now.
Let me ask you, what if he was married and they were separated? Because apparently right now he's celibate. He's as celibate as...
As far as she knows, she knows for a fact that he's not doing any sex in his place.
Yeah, and he hardly ever goes anywhere.
About that. They both have little separate lives and do their own things occasionally.
What if he was married and they're separated and she's falling for this guy? Who married for all the right reasons, but never really felt that this was the one that he married. And he's starting to have these feelings. Maybe they work together instead of live next door.
Okay.
It happens.
It sure does.
You know, look at all the celebrities do a movie, and the next thing they're having an affair or they're, you know, getting together with.
They do. But they don't typically jump over the goddamn buffet and go to the other type of plumbing, Deb.
No.
That's just me. I don't have cards. I'm the devil's advocate. I don't have cards, but I'd be like, she's done all this stuff. Nothing's happened.
It is right here.
So I guess she should just wait until she's 900 years old then for something to happen.
They're going to get into a little bit of a tussle.
And it needs to happen.
Like physically. Have any of you ever had this happen where maybe I'll just say, like, I would do this to Jim. And then he's like, oh, wait a minute. You're not going to get away with that.
Yeah,
and then
pretty
soon I'm like
this. Each one's a little bit harder.
And each time.
But you mean not physical, just
it's not
for them.
Not,
no, for them. They're not even going to touch each other.
Not
abuse. It's going to be the verbal shots back and forth, right?
No, but it's going to get physical. Maybe while they're doing the pottery. But if she was like, oh, get out of here. You can do this. Or
you
whatever.
Know. The problem
you know what happens when you do those things? You end up in a great big soul kiss.
Yeah, sure you do. And then you have to wait for the commercial on Lifetime Network because that, you know, the movie commercials pay for that Lifetime freaking fantasy La La Gang movie.
Incorrigible.
Deb.
Okay, well, we have somebody in our audience.
Read the cards.
We have somebody in our audience that was actually married and had children and decided, gee, maybe I am eating from the wrong end of the buffet. Now, why can't it go both ways?
Maybe. Anything can, but I don't know why you think that them ending up as neighbors is going to be this Harry met Sally or somebody like that story all the time.
He was her destiny. I've been reading her cards since before.
If I have a destiny like that, bury me now.
That seems like homophobia.
No, it's not homophobia. It's a destiny is something that is never going to happen, it sounds like. Because by God damn, it should have happened by now with all those signals that were put out. I don't care if he had,
this woman decades ago was not nice to him, so he went to the other side of the buffet.
Thank God you didn't go into mental health work.
Oh, I would have loved it. I would have been Andrew Dice Clay therapist. I'd have been, pull your britches up, Sally. You're not wearing a skirt. Get up there, man up, and get up there. Quit acting like my mommy didn't talk nice to me when I was young. Shut the hell up. You're an adult. You got a job. Get out there. Shut up.
Make me pass out.
I'm just telling you, sometimes this world is turning so powder puff. It's like, we can't use red ink to mark our kids' grades up because that's negative. We have to use red ink on their papers, like tests. There was a thing that came out and it was, we can't use red because that's a negative. You know what? Little Bobby's a dumbass. He can't spell his name right. We should mark it up in red so he can figure out he's got to do better in school.
Help me.
Oh, my God.
Is anybody agreeing with you?
I know nothing. Hey, Heather. Where's Heather from, Heather?
So glad you've all decided to join us.
I'm just saying, this world is turning so soft. Life is freaking tough. And if you soften everybody up, they're going to start failing left and right. Get hard. Get tough. God damn, life doesn't give a shit about your powder puff skirt. Right? John Wayne, life is stupid. Life is stupid. Jim Shade is stupid. Life is even tougher if you're stupid. You got to get smart. Come on, folks.
But for you, it's okay.
Take responsibility.
If a lesbian woman falls in love with a straight woman, and it's okay for her to abandon her lesbian.
I'm not saying anything here is not okay. See, that's what you get. I'm not going by the sexual homosexual. I'm saying it's not flying.
He's conflicted. All right.
He sure as hell conflicted, but it might not be about that.
He can't leave her alone. And you said it best the other day. You said he's super codependent. He needs her nurturing. You know, she's giving – we should move on. We have a lot of people. But she's giving him something that he wants and
needs. That's a neighborly, friendly buddy. It doesn't mean that they're going to be doing bedroom Olympics like you keep saying.
Well, I'd like to see her be able to – feel satisfaction and gratification.
And maybe it won't be with the guy.
What would it be with?
That guy.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. I don't have the cards. I'm just saying, from an outside, if I was like observing this third party, like you're watching an interrogation room, I'd be like, that shit ain't going anywhere. And these people have said it. She needs to move up and get on. Get over it.
The Facebook people.
They have been that right now, but a bunch of other times, some other folks said, she's got to move on. She's got to stop. Not stop. She can be friends with him, but she has to realize that's as far as it's going. That's my opinion. I don't have the cards.
She's got a date next week with the
It sounded like it was
yard sale guy.
Not official 100% nailed down date and time. But that was their plan, it sounds like. But we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
Michelle, indeed.
Oh, boy. Continuing drama.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle.
From New Zealand. I think she was here yesterday, she not?
Michelle, I believe I've connected with you at some point. Maybe I was on a plane to New Zealand in my dream.
No, I was about to say, when the hell was that? Wow. That's a long flight, let me tell you. But not in your dreams, it would not be.
No, it wouldn't.
No, dreams. That's a good thing about dreams. Shit happens fast.
But I feel like I have connected with her in the past. So, all right, we're going to put that situation regarding Lisa and the neighbor. That's a great, that would be the sitcom's name.
Yes.
Lisa and the neighbor.
Yeah, that's all it has to be. Something simple. Sitcoms do usually have names like that, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to put it in the parking lot for now.
Michelle likes.
What?
You know what? A lot of these people probably, I'm going to open the messenger floor right now. First call, first audio video call to Deborah Lee on Messenger is at bat. We'll keep the window open for 20, 30 seconds.
Yeah, you don't have to use video.
No, and it might be better if you're international and you have some internet issues. Audio will be quicker.
It will. It'll be clearer.
But you're welcome to use video. Nobody will see it.
Yeah. But if you're in your night-night clothes and everything, you may want to.
Unless you're a hot chick, then I would want to see the video. Please. Yeah, baby. All right, go ahead.
All right. Do you want to do the song? Yeah.
Suzanne, here's the deal while we wait. It's a primary a call-in show, but we open the floor like we are right now to the Facebook folks. And the Facebook folks, the first priority is phone calls. Second one, we go to people that want to do a messenger audio or video to Deborah Lee. It has to be to Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. And then if things really kind of wind down and slow down, we'll take typed-in questions. But those are the worst. And those are usually the last resort because they take like 10 times longer than a normal one because there's such a delay, a big delay. So that's the deal.
I guess no takers.
Yep, no takers. Rosemary's wondering what happened to Lily. Well, she's not here tonight, but, you know, she's probably busy. Busy. All right, messenger folks. All right. Should we make the exception? Yeah. Type in your question now quick.
Okay.
First type in question. I have to take the first.
And while you're doing that, I'll tell you, I've been asked before, do I use my cards when I'm, say, make contact or, you know, am introduced to some man? Do I look at the cards to see what the prospects are there? Absolutely, I do. And I do not go out with anybody that comes up negative.
Negative, Ghostwriter.
No, because I can tell they're still pining for somebody. They're still involved with somebody. They're married. They're just players, all that kind of stuff. Why bother? Why bother? I've tried to prove these cards wrong. Can't do it. What are we looking at?
You don't have to say that if you don't like it. She's listening to me. She's always said that. She needs to. But you know what? She has to do what she has to do.
We all have to travel our own path.
She definitely needs to close the chapter on the book. That's
well,
for sure.
She will in her own time.
Yes.
When people come to me that are deeply engulfed in affairs and they say, he says he's going to leave his family, I don't sit there and say, how stupid are you? I will read the cards and say, you won't be done until you're done.
And I don't think she's stupid, and I think that she needs to – she's talked about that she was getting ready to put, like, it down, finding it down. Boom, boom, boom. She needs to make it happen.
When it's
and she's
her
afraid.
Time.
She's afraid because sometimes you don't want to know the answer if you lay an ultimatum down. Right?
Well, I tell them what its potential is, what's going to happen. I think they're – getting closer and closer to consummation of something.
Then why is that so damn important?
Because women love that.
Well, of course, everybody loves sex because you said consummation. So, everybody loves sex, but you know what? So do dolphins.
And they're like human in many respects.
But yeah, they go around and they bang everything in sight, but they don't marry everything in sight, and it's not a permanent relationship, right?
Well, it's not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
For dolphins?
No, for us.
Okay, well, say this for them.
For us, I think that a lot of times we are women that will develop a depth of a relationship, and men probably do too with other men.
It is a two-way street.
Yeah.
Well, there are men and women too.
Yeah.
I mean, men are not. I'm just
sure.
Saying.
But some women, I have had an office wife. I called her my wife.
Yeah, that's all.
She was actually a marriage counselor and a therapist, and she had a stable of them, and she'd go like on a Friday, she'd be flipping through her phone and saying, now who's it going to be tonight? Who's the lucky fella? She didn't want a relationship. She didn't want them sleeping over. She actually went to their, she delivered, let's put it that way, because then she could make her getaway.
Remember back before the internet and all that, before there was even home computers, guys had what they called the little black book.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they would go back to them. These were bridges that weren't burned. They probably had marks on bridges that were burned. Not to don't call that one. Oh my God, you know, she's gonna send out a hit squad on me. But they probably had the other ones like never really ended it with her, you know, that type of thing.
So when I'm feeling frisky and horny, I'll just call her and take advantage of her, right? He even said that the other night.
Say that again.
You said that, yeah, you'll go for a booty call. You don't care if she's still got feelings, or what do they call it now? Caught feelings for you. So
it depends on what level, too. If you know you're going back there and you're going to destroy her life, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, she's kind of hoping, but she's not, you know, she's kind of hoping, keeping the door open, and, well, the door's open, then coming on in there, sister. Actually, Suzanne asked, did you have a drink last night?
Who?
Interesting question. I don't know.
She's asking me?
It could be either one of us. I don't know.
Yes, we did. How about that?
Well, last night was Friday night. Tonight's Saturday night to us.
So it's going to be ditto again tonight.
And Suzanne, type your question in. I've been asking. I've been begging folks to even people have been helping me tell other people, type your question in now.
Or maybe they just want to watch.
No, they do.
And I will advise, you probably all know this.
Oh, we have an Elizabeth that's new from Ontario, Canada.
Awesome.
International shout out.
Never drunk text and no drunk emails. Mm-mm. No drunk phone calls either. No, you'll hate yourself in the morning. So Ontario, that's very near where we came from.
Yep, yep, to the north of Minnesota.
What's her name again, Elizabeth?
Suzanne. Yeah. Where the hell have you wrote your question? We see nothing here. You have to put it in here in this Facebook Live. You can't messenger it. Type it right here like you're telling me you put your question in. Type that question in there.
Who is that? Elizabeth?
No, that was Suzanne.
No,
said
but
that.
Growing up, often we'd travel over to Thunder Bay and Winnipeg. Love the country. You guys have awesome country, I'll tell you. And your people are so nice. You know, they're so lovely. Years ago, I studied serious ballet for years, and we would go up to Winnipeg, and we would test there because they would send the those that would conduct the dancing exams come from England.
Land of England.
And they would go to, yeah, and they would go to, like, Winnipeg and all the different Canadian cities, but because they would not...
Winnipeg.
Is that what it's called?
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm back during, way back in the... They had the Winnipeg Jets way back in the day.
Well, they would not... These people that came over from England would not have anything to do with American dance schools, so they would not come down. But we could go up to them and test with the Canadians.
I have one.
Hmm?
I have one.
Good. Let's do it.
Suzanne says, am I, she asked, pretty sure she's saying, am I going to come into money this year? She says, I am going to come in. Maybe that's positive thinking. She said, I am going to come into money this year, but I'm pretty sure she wants to know if she is. But that is cool that you typed it like that. That might be a sign.
I like that.
Might be a sign that you are. And you should, you could keep typing in more stuff to help it out. I mean, do you think something's happening? Well, you might. Are you just hoping for the lottery type thing? I mean, or...
Do they have lotteries?
I don't know. But I'm just saying, are you hoping that money's just going to come out of nowhere that you don't expect? Or you
inherit
something is in the works? Let us know. It could help.
I read what?
Cheryl says she's Welsh and not English.
I don't understand the distinction, but we are very sorry.
I don't frickin' know. I'm on another continent.
We don't know. We don't understand.
Don't shoot the messenger. I don't know. I could say, God damn it, I'm not a United States. I'm a Minnesotan or a Californian. I'm not going to do that crap.
Well, we're all here, a big melting pot
but
from over there.
I was born in a different state. I was born in California. I grew up in Minnesota. I live in Virginia.
But you were an American all along.
I think she's in the United Kingdom. Okay, so I should say that then instead of saying the English thing. I don't want to start some kind of a frickin' European war over there.
Well, look at how people...
United Kingdom. Welcome, United Kingdomers.
I think that's...
That way I don't get mad.
That's
get anybody
a cool
pissed off.
Title.
Then there's the English, Scottish, Ireland, and Wales. Yes, Cheryl, we understand.
But we don't understand it. And the Irish get upset if we call them UKers. So... We just try to be as...
I'm gonna think up something to call that whole area so I can never get in trouble.
Well,
Because obviously I can't say United Kingdom. I can't say England. I can't say Ireland because there's North and South. I can't get shit right.
Okay, listen. If they were to refer to us as, hey, they're from the 13 colonies, we would want to say something that...
I don't know. Actually, I live in Virginia, so Virginia was the original 13 colony, one of them.
Yeah, true. But if we were from in California or whatever, we'd be like, wait a minute. Maybe organically we're from there, but...
We have Aloha J says they're from Canada. I don't know if it's a male or a female. Very unsure. Watching it in the queue. Well, coolness. We're doing a messenger Facebook meeting.
All right. This is for Suzanne.
And then we're going to go back because there's no hope of getting all these, but we're going to go back and attack the callers.
So that's Suzanne,
this
correct?
This is Suzanne, yes, who is, let me see, what? How did I screw up? Oh, she's in Edinburgh.
Okay.
It was Cheryl that I pissed off. Sorry about that.
I'm glad they have an allegiance to their, you know, their stuff.
It is, but don't get all pissy when I get it wrong. That's all.
Yeah, he's kind of...
How the hell do I know?
You know
all
right.
United Kingdom one time had fucking colonies all over the world.
That's right.
Here, in fact, imagine that. Plus India, Australia, they were everywhere.
Were they trying to take over the world?
Back then, they were like them, France, mm-hmm. or Portugal, or... Germany even had a bunch later on, but they were all superpowers back then, which means they said, I'll go to all these continents and have land.
All right, now I am now paging. Suzanne, you're the one waiting for the reading. Suzanne.
Yeah, she's right here.
All right.
She's listening.
You do have money coming. I see where it's coming from privately between you and me, but there's going to be a holdup of like red tape. Some issues around it, so don't think it's coming next week.
Okay, we never.
But it's,
I'm sorry, couldn't.
It's under sure to come true, which everybody knows. I love that.
Right.
But there's a lot of delay around this.
And she never elaborated if there was any kind of expectation. Remember, we asked if there's something in the works.
I think she knows there should be some money coming.
I would hope the way she asked it. Yeah, you're right. I didn't know. Okay. Here we go. You folks are wonderful folks. But just don't keep shooting me with a shotgun every time I get something wrong.
Shooting him. Yes.
Every time I call somebody English and they're not, or Irish and they're not.
Just educate him, okay?
Just, whatever. That's all I'm going to say is whatever. I'll just say European, then I am got my ass covered. But I think you would like it to be a little more narrowed down. Clarity is the subject of the Healing Angel card.
There it is. That's
Close
good.
Your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There's peace. There's clarity. A magical healing has just taken place. A gift from your guardian angel. Ooh, guardian angel. Not everybody has one. Well, I think they do, but they don't know. They don't know. I think you're right.
If anybody's interested, I do have a guided meditation that came from my university where I learned metaphysical kind of everything. I can share it with you. That is by the school's protocol, but I'm never allowed to sell any of them. But if you're interested to meet your guardian angel, I can certainly, and you may have more than one, which is very likely, I can send that to you in email or possibly through messaging, like where you're at.
All right. Thank you so much. And she's been here for a long time. We thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
And all that typing, there's so much stuff going on. Questions just disappearing. You can't only scroll up so far. It doesn't let you go back forever to questions because it's free Facebook. You can get what you pay for. We're going back to the phones, folks. We're going up to the big Empire State, New York, 646. Welcome to the show. Thank you for holding.
Hello. Thank you and welcome. And who are you? What is your name, please?
Hi, it's Jen here.
Jen. Oh,
that's right. That's where she shows up.
Jen, yeah.
That's where her cell phone lands all the time. Okay.
All right, honey. Glad you waited.
Already done.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, I always get a kick out of your show, so it's fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's so great. And you're so positive and uplifting for people. Like, that's the best part, you know, I think, ultimately.
Oh. Thank you. That makes me feel really good.
Well, it's true. It's really, really great. So,
well, the way I look at it, too, Jen, is that if I were getting a reading from somebody and they were kind of saying, you know, you might as well go kill yourself because nothing good is going to happen to you, I would find that so irresponsible that I may have to reach across and strangle her or him, you know? So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I understand. You don't like to let people down. But, again, it's truth is important. And also, like you said, people have the power to change sometimes their own destiny. When it comes to people, it's difficult. But other people, you know, but for your own self. And I love that. It's really great. So
thank you. And what's on your mind this evening?
Oh, gosh. You really want to know?
We do indeed.
Well, there's a lot of things, but I think, you know, right now the main focus is the travel. So, like, the next steps is we've looked at it, but maybe we can check it again.
Sure, we can. Between going back to Dubai, right, or going to Mexico, or staying where you're at.
Yeah, so those are the options, yes.
All right, how are you feeling? Are you feeling better, or is the winter really wearing you down? What's happening?
You know, I was better this last week, but today I'm just feeling tired again. So, you know, it's hit and miss. It's comfortable here, you know, like I've never thought I would say I'm comfortable at home. In one way, it's healing, but it's also, it's cold. It's, you know. Yeah.
Well, right. And I want to know, does the dry heat, like out in the Middle East, does that make you feel better?
Yeah, I mean, environmental-wise, it's good. Of course, I'm more of a sun person. But
it's going to be surprised.
Noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to reboot Facebook.
Oh, is Jen still here?
Jen's fine. I had to reboot Facebook, so there's going to be noise when I reconnect with Facebook.
Jen?
So keep going with Jen. Jen's here.
I'm here.
Nothing wrong with Blog Talk at Facebook.
Well, your cards are saying that yes. Now they've shifted a bit. Before they were saying you should go to Mexico, because I know that's a healing place for you. But I really think from what I'm seeing here, right now, things have changed. You've shifted and that you should, yes, make plans to return to Dubai.
Interesting. Okay. Well, it's, you know, I keep going back and forth because it's like one moment I'm in Mexico, I really put myself there and it was great. But then another moment I'm like, well, I could probably go to Dubai and rest just the same, you know.
I think so. And one thing I'm seeing that's becoming central to your cards is there's a health issue here for you that you really need to see. Maybe there are practitioners over there that you could connect with. I'm thinking holistically, you know, maybe through illuminations. You know, they're a healing center, but it seems that you need to do some work healing-wise on yourself. Okay.
That's true.
Hon, I've known you for quite some time. And you are very much an empath, and you soak up other people's emotions, their energy, you know, their vibe. You soak it in. And I think it contributes to ill health for you. All right?
I think you're right, yeah.
I do. I mean, it's just right here, and it's saying, connect with, hey, if you go to Illuminations, bring my name up, would you?
We'll talk about that, yes.
Yes, we should, because I miss that. They just sort of, they kept promising, okay, fine, whenever you're ready. But the pandemic got so, you know, I was afraid of getting trapped over there, really.
Yeah, of course. It threw everybody off, you know. But, yeah, we'll talk about that. We can revisit everything.
Yes, I would definitely love to revisit. They gave me an awesome offer. They did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you and I could become housemates or roommates.
Yeah, you probably would have to.
Yeah.
Oh, you never know. I mean, I was told, someone told me that I was going to live with a woman, a female out there. And I'm like, I mean, there's one woman I really want to live with, but I'm like, I don't know if I'll be able to or not, but we'll see. It's everything's kind of... What's that?
Is that somebody you know there?
She's kind of high profile woman out there, and but she's young and she's really kind and beautiful and like, but I don't know, you know, the way that this person described her, it's her, and I'm like, 'cause I don't know anybody else that describes that image, but I don't know, you know, it's kind of
Well, I think you're going to go back, and you're right. You can rest there. The whole energy thing it might give you a chance to really release a lot over there. Plus, I'm supposed to give you a cautionary note here that when you are out socializing over there with people, and that is a big part of their tourist industry, you know, is the social life. And I know it's huge there. Don't believe everything people tell you. Because I see right here that there's people around you. They get in a party spirit and they start promising the world. But it's funny how things change and there are strings attached later when you try to, you know, reconnect with them.
Sure. No, you're right. And there's actually, you did a reading a couple weeks back, and you gave me hope because you said there were two guys that were waiting for me about my project.
Yes, and they're still here, mm-hmm. And you're ready for them now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's just like, I haven't felt like, you're right, I haven't felt like going. You're completely right. So it's like, whether I go to Mexico, take a week or two, you know, it's not the end of the world, is it? But it's like, for me, decisions are so hard. And I'm like, why? Why do I put so much pressure on myself, you know? Life's supposed to be easy and fun.
I know, but you kind of want to hang loose, you know, and be spontaneous instead of suddenly you're married to a decision you've made. So I get it. When
that's
right,
true.
Let it come in its own way and time. And you're going to instantly know. I know that with you, you don't book flights, you know, months in advance. You're very, you're just a free spirit that way. You just book a flight and you go.
I am. I almost feel like I'm guided or I'm pushed. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally, I pray for signs of where I'm supposed to go. Like, I know it's crazy, but that's the way I operate. I'm
the work you are doing over there to empower women, Jen, is really crucial work. So
thanks. Well, they don't actually need my help. A lot of them are very more empowered than what you would think. And it's pretty interesting. I just want to do the work that I think, you know, that can help us to understand each other better. And, you know, that's beyond even gender. It's cultural, it's religious, it's everything, you know. So that's what excites me.
All right, we got a healing card for you.
Yes, we must move on. Subject is heart songs. What is your pain? Stop, listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through from within your soul. Your truth is that which is eternal and unchanging. Your truth is
love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I'm going to call you guru now, okay, from now on. Because this is really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I got some guru in this here. Alrighty then.
That's the most beautiful thing. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, you guys.
You have a beautiful spirit, Jen.
And thank you for holding forever.
And you're very
literally
magnetic.
Forever.
Forever.
I'm resilient. I'm trying to stay positive, you know, and I've been tested, but thank you very much. It's people like you guys that help. So
you're very patient.
That's what we're here for.
That helps. It's hard to do in life. Be patient.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been going for about 5 years in what I'm trying to achieve. Most people would have given up by now, but
exactly.
I'm still going.
That's what sets you apart.
The old cliche, patience is a virtue. That there's a reason that that saying is still out there.
That's true.
It is a true statement. All right.
Well, Jen.
Good luck to you. Talk to us again.
Hugs and love, hon.
We don't hide.
Big hugs. We'll connect later, and Deborah will talk about that, okay, for you. So.
All right. Sounds good.
Word up on that, dog.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. We're going to swing.
Yeah. Just remember, I can't do the whole list. I'll do what I can.
Well, there's no way you can do the whole list.
Yeah.
Blog Talk won't let us do the whole
list. And, you know, that's the downside to the word of mouth increasing. We don't have an advertising budget.
780 going to Canada.
Canada, you're on deck. Hello.
Hey, Deborah. Hey, Jimbo. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Well,
great to
have you called us before?
Yes, I have. It's your pretty great team of comedy and readings that pass the time by. So.
Thank you. You know what?
We try to mix it up.
I can tell you called before because of your laugh. It's so infectious.
We've listened to some of these other psychic shows, and most of them I can't stay awake for.
No.
So we try to liven it up, get a lot of interaction. So what do you got? What do you got?
Yeah, just too wooey. You know,
you got to have fun. You got to laugh. You know,
yep.
People can disagree. It's okay to disagree with each other. It's fine.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
You've got the floor.
Thank you.
Thank you. My question is not about love, but it's what about my career? Because my company actually decided to lay off the department, move it to a different city, and they're laying us off at the end of February. But I was called into the office on Friday, on Thursday, saying, you know, we want you for another couple months. So I'm going like, gee, well, should I take it or not? Because it's just crazy what this company is doing right now, because they can't
have.
Yeah. So, you know, when you have anything planned. Pardon
me? They want to move them, and then they say, well, but we're only going to keep them for a couple months. We want to move you and then dump you.
Are they offering a good severance
package? Kind of severance? That's tough.
Yes, they are. They're offering a really good severance package. I just want to – so instead of like February 24th is actually April 28th. So it's interesting, but, you know, I'm looking for a job right now too.
Sure.
And, you know, it's timing because we had all things planned because this is actually – we were told about this on beginning of December that you guys would be going. So it's like the one person that I work with is not going to be going ahead to come out because they got something planned already. So it's like I threw a wrench into a lot of things that I got planned also, but – maybe I should just go for the 2 months and see what happens and apply for jobs within those.
Yes.
You know, before April 28th hits. So.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's Deb's doing the cards, but I don't know your situation, but I hate the move part. But if you already knew the move was coming, that's not so bad. It sucks that the termination part is April, but it buys you time. What do you got, Deb?
Are they moving to another city in Canada?
Is that what
you said?
Yeah, they're moving the department to another city where they're actually using as a hub now. And what's happening is that they've hired some people, but they need some more people because there's basically 12 branches. One hub is supporting 12 branches, and they can't really handle it right now.
It
does sound big.
Sounds like a giant company. But anyway, go ahead.
Just to be clear, have they offered you the chance to move with them or no?
Yeah.
To actually move down to the different city to work, or
yeah.
Is that what you're – no, they haven't. I haven't pursued that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to move him, and then once he gets there, and say, well, April, we're done. Okay, that's – okay, well, you know what? Go ahead, Deb. I want to hear what you have to say.
Your cards are saying, and they're actually kind of really urging you, be very active looking for a job right now. Because there's going to be an economic lack of opportunity coming up around that time frame that you could find yourself like in a desert of not being able to get a job. But if you do end up with a good severance package, it's a shame to have to waste that just on, you know, living expenses or what. I don't know enough about business. But
I
No, I agree with you. That's the thing. I know what you're talking about regarding the economic stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to jump when the, you know.
Well, he's already looking, and you should, I think I would look my ass off, which he probably already, I would be looking and looking and looking, because there is an end to this, yes.
You're
going to
find it sooner rather than later, and it is out there, and I see you, and this is really, you're doing your best to keep a stiff upper lip, as they say, but I can see that this has really bothered you.
Yeah.
You know, it's very unsettling.
Oh, the career, oh my God. Yeah.
You've been 10 years here, 10 years.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sure.
Jesus, yeah, I'd be freaking out.
But you're going to, a year from now, look back and be so, it sounds crazy right now, but you're going to look back and be thinking, I'm so glad that happened.
There is a lot of that that's happened to people.
Yeah.
So like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, but it kind of like nudges them out of a door.
It does.
That they never would open because they're.
That's right.
Because you got you're with somebody for 10 years. You don't want to open up all the doors and ruin a good thing you got going.
No, you wouldn't have left.
Oh, no. I mean, that's an investment in a career.
You're being thrust towards your own new future.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of years to invest in a career. You kind of figure you're going to keep on.
But you're going to be the right guy for the right job that's coming really soon. If you just were to hang back and, you know, wait and see what happens later, I don't think that the planets would line up for you, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? I
was wondering about that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It looks like this is the right timing, too, planet-wise also, right?
And
if
you call more often, we're going to start to see the opportunities that will be developing for you. Like if you are sending out resumes and, you know, seeing what's available or what will be available, we can start tracking that in the cards.
Yeah, the clock's ticking now.
Yeah.
Your clock is ticking.
So, yes, I would get
either
busy.
The end of this month or April.
Yeah.
Yep, whatever you accept.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the clock is ticking hard and fast.
This isn't in your cards, hon, but I'm just really curious. Do you feel that, I mean, are you like landlocked? It has to be in Canada. Would you consider overseas or, you know, something like that?
Or even staying in Canada and going the total opposite coast?
Yeah.
No, just because the location is more blue collar than white collar than the city that they're transferring the division to, is that I think there's still opportunity here. And I've been here for a bit, and I still love it. I mean, I really, you know, what's really surprising right now, there's job postings for a long time, and I'm not going to say, well, I'll find a job later, but I am looking at particular jobs that are going to be economically there. Because there's some jobs that I'm looking at right now or different different sectors of the economy that I don't think they're going to be there. So,
that's the trick, is finding that job that is not economy dependent, which is like a joke, I think. But there are some jobs that can survive the economy.
Oh,
there's some that can't at all.
Yeah, and you're going to land on your feet.
Yeah, that's the trick.
You really are, from what I see.
A magician trying to find that job that can survive really bad economic times.
Yes.
That's the magician trick.
So have faith, you know, and stay positive. That really helps. It may seem kind of like, what? But it does. It really helps. So I hope you call us again so we can kind of stay with you and how all this turns out.
Yes, indeed.
Sure. Maybe next. Thank you.
Finish your thought. Go ahead.
I was going to say in a couple of weeks, I'll get a hold of you, not every week, but every couple of weeks. So I'll just
Whenever you feel like it. We're here multiple days a week, so it's whenever you
feel.
And if you
get an offer, let's check it out in the cards, see what kind of an atmosphere is there, what, you know, you're going to feel taking that job.
You got an interview coming and you want to look at us, or you had the interview and you want to look at it, or both.
Yeah.
We get those a lot.
Okay, tell him this is your angel card.
Your healing angel card says divine intervention is the subject. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill.
Oh.
Progress seems painfully slow, yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
There, that's pretty good.
Yes, that's a great good. Message.
I love
so
it. Too.
I think you should. It sounds like you are doing exactly what you should be doing.
Yep, I agree.
And going out there to attacking the job market, but not attacking it stupidly and taking anything that comes along. You have to look at its long-term benefit. Is it? You can't take a job. Hey, it's going to be great for 2 months, then I'm going to be unemployed again. You can't do that.
Can't.
So he knows that. That's what he's talking about. Yeah.
So good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. And stay the course, young man.
That's what the healing card said. You are doing the right thing. It may seem like it's stalling and going nowhere, but there is something to come.
Well, thank you for the messages. Well, this is a great show. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank
and I'll still listen to the show. And
holding.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Gratefulness.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, like Elvis would say.
Yes, he would.
Well, blog talkers.
I think it's going to be.
We have hit past the 90-minute mark. I extended the show so they wouldn't kick us to the curb, but.
Yeah. This show is over. Say goodbye. So we will see you
I've always had trouble with that as a kid, even.
But take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Try to say those together.